From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Ryan Braun went 2-for-4 with a couple of RBIs as the Brewers took down the Reds 5-2 at Miller Park last night. Gene Segura tallied a pair of hits, and Carlos Gomez doubled in a run as Milwaukee snapped its two-game losing streak. Willy Peralta fanned 5 in 7 innings of one-run ball to improve to 11-6 on the year. He says he's pitched well his last two times out, but he and the team need to be more consistent.
Like I said the other day, like with those situations, somebody has to step up, and I've been getting the opportunity like 2 times in a row. I've been doing it, and so that's great for me and the team. And like I said, it feels great to win the first game of this series, of this game, because they're giving a hard time with us this year.
The two teams play again tonight. You can hear it right here, pregame show at 6:35. The San Francisco Giants are adding embattled slumping slugger Dan Uggla. Fox Sports reporting the Giants have signed Uggla just a week after the Atlanta Braves released him. Before the release, the Braves suspended Uggla 1 game for an undisclosed reason. Browns rookie quarterback Johnny Manziel hasn't played a down yet, but has the top-selling jersey in the NFL. According to NFLShop.com, Manziel's jersey outsold all others during the first quarter of the NFL's fiscal year. Former Badger quarterback Russell Wilson is second on the list. Clippers owner Donald Sterling reportedly met with Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer yesterday to discuss the pending sale of the franchise. No settlement was reached, but the two had a 90-minute conversation. Testimony continued yesterday in that matter. And the Badger football team continues to put an emphasis on recruiting in Texas. A fourth player is given his verbal commitment to Wisconsin a year from now, running back Devon Cruikshank from Fort Bend Marshall High School near Houston. That's sports. I'm Tom King.